Any announcements this week we should know about, Jimmy?
Well, the good news is I've yet to be fired for saying things wrong, and I
That's
certainly
good.
Say it wrong enough.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah, no, well, it's good to hold a job. That's for sure. Well, we have a lot going on sale, because every week's going to have a lot going on sale. Big Time Rush is going on sale at Mohegan Sun. That's on July 1st. Everything goes on sale tomorrow, because, of course, we're dumb and do everything on Friday instead of changing the days. But we'll figure that out someday.
Cool.
And then there's an Eagles cover band called Dark Desert Eagles at Oakdale on May 20th. It goes on sale tomorrow. And then James Taylor and his all-star band at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Now, when we say all-star band, because we talked about this week when it was announced.
Yeah.
Who's in the all-star band?
Who's
are they
the
people we would know, or are there people that you would know if you're a James Taylor fan?
If you're a James Taylor fan, you would definitely know it.
Okay.
His all-star band is his regular band that he normally carries with him.
Okay.
But it's not all-star like Ringo Starr's right. all-star band, which is S-T-A-R-R.
Right. They're all stars band. To him, yes.
Yeah, so, right. I mean...
they showed up for work.
Yeah, so, I mean, I could tell you who's in it, but
we
it's
wouldn't
not
know.
Anybody
right.
that... Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a James Taylor fan, you'll be happy to hear...
Oh, my God, so
it's
there.
The band.
Right.
It's his band.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's... I'm not really sure. Steve Gadd is a drummer. Most, you know, if you're a real music guy, you know who Steve Gadd is. But overall, they're just his band, and he calls them his all-star band.
Right.
Hmm.
So, and that's one on sale tomorrow also.
How many times have you booked James Taylor, and have you met him?
Well, I've met James, and he's wonderful. And I probably have booked James 40 times, 30, 40 times I probably booked him. Very nice person. Very, very nice. He
seems
is
pleasant.
Exactly off stage as he is on stage.
Seems like he talks quiet all the time.
Yeah, he seems like he would be just as comfortable with a guitar in his hands as he would on a tractor.
Right.
He might not drive a tractor, but I could picture
right.
him on a tractor.
Or like working the barbecue. You know, I'm your meat man. You know.
I don't think he's a meat eater.
Well, okay.
Is he a vegetarian?
Is he?
I don't know, but he sure's got that nice thin body that I wish I had. That,
right.
Right.
If you're
that's
not
lean
meat
protein
eater.
Meat.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
Right, he seems like a big yogurt guy.
Yesterday my son says, I hate James Taylor music. He seems so unhappy. I said, well, he was when he wrote all those songs.
Right.
He
well,
was
fire
in
and
a
rain.
Depression.
That's
when he wrote
right.
Yeah, fire and rain. Yeah, yeah. But smiling face, he was happy.
Well, you're right. But I said he got out of it. He actually was unhappy. Went into an institution. Was very depressed.
Is that right?
He was. But he came out. This is way back in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, and he's actually one of the happiest people I've ever met.
Nice.
Has a long-time marriage, has wonderful children, gets along very well with his ex-wife.
Carly Simon, who cheated on him with James Taylor's drummer.
Is that true? I didn't even know.
Who's
that.
No yeah. longer a star in the band.
I'm sure he's no longer in the band.
You just called up my name.
Yeah, it's a little on the slow side.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you know where
but if you love this music, there's nothing better. Like,
yes.
This is the king of this music.
Right.
Yeah.
I love singer-songwriters. I have to tell you, my whole life, I've always, musically, I think I've leaned that way towards singer-songwriters. Even to this day. I mean, John Mayer I love. I said his name again. I shouldn't have even said it last week.
Right.
I said it again.
By the way, it's out there. Everybody knows.
Right.
Like, it's way out there.
I guess everybody
there.
Listens to your show, huh?
It's way out there. And a local newspaper picked up on it. They didn't credit the show
no.
and you for announcing it, but they put it as a like a matter-of-fact thing.
Okay. Hey, guess what?
And this local newspaper is so local that every newspaper in Fairfield County is owned by this same company. So
yeah, why wouldn't
all they... through Fairfield County that it was
right? Why wouldn't they work in conjunction with us? They mention us, we mention them.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we're not mentioning them now, are we?
No. It's a local.
Exactly. You don't mention us. We don't mention you.
Gary in Wallingford has a question for Jimmy. Gary
passes. What's loaded on that so far this year? I don't know, it's early, but
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part. You're calling about Xfinity lawn passes?
Yeah. Right, the lawn passes. It's early in the season, but what's loaded on that so far?
What is loaded on it?
What will be included?
Every single show at Xfinity you will be able to get into.
No, but like what has been announced that's eligible for that?
Well, we've announced Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper.
Cool.
That's wild, by the way.
And
that's a great show.
Dave Matthews Band.
That's a winner, right? We're good to go then. All right. Hey, good luck. Thanks.
Good luck.
Good luck for what?
That was the most disjointed.
Well, those guys, they're going to find ways to sneak in after what I've been hearing on this radio show for a while.
Wait, what's this now?
Good luck. No, they got stories about people sneaking into the old New Haven Coliseum, and those are some great stories.
All right, do you have to call this in while Jimmy's on? He's in a good mood.
That's
today.
It, Jimmy. Got him, Jimmy.
Gary.
Fight.
Well, you know what? I know people have sucked into the New Haven Coliseum, and I've had people actually send me checks for out of guilt.
Yes.
30 years later, which I will not cash. A fellow named Steve Acton did it last year, which is very nice.
Steve.
$7?
But no, it was very nice, and I won't cash the check, but the thought was very much appreciated.
That was staple to us.
We had a guy. Did we do it this week or last week? We were talking about sneaking into shows. And because we were talking about how this guy brilliantly snuck into a Guns N' Roses show
last week, yeah,
they were doing a small LA club gig, and his friend heard something. He drove by the club and saw the roadies all dressed in black. So he went home dressed in black. He lived with a hoarder who had everything. There were paths going through the house, so he's dressed in black. He grabbed some sandbags. And he just he went back to the club, and he just walked in, and they let him walk right in the back door with the sandbags.
Right, delivering sandbags.
Well,
who would stop?
Sometimes it's part of production.
Yeah,
no one questioned him.
Right.
So he hid in the men's room for like 10 hours. And when the band came on, he came out and enjoyed the show.
There you go. He worked for it, though.
I find it amazing that you can't just go into a car dealership and steal a car.
You can't.
You can go into a concert and steal its seat.
I just
find how amazing it is that my business is the only business that is acceptable to sneak into and steal.
I got to scratch my thing to do this weekend.
When people say, can I get tickets to this show? Oh, and I'll pay. Oh, really?
Talking about shows that were announced. We're talking about your questions.
Got my slip of the tongue.
Thanks. Yep.
Yeah, what was that? Which slip was that? The John Mayer?
The John Mayer slip.
Yep.
That's Sound on Sound?
Yep.
Which, Sound on Sound, the headliner, John Mayer's a headliner. He's Sunday night or whenever. I don't know when he is. But there's another headliner.
Well, you're right. He is a Sunday night headliner.
Right.
There's a Saturday night headliner.
Yes.
Yes.
Has it been announced?
No.
It's a mind-blowing headliner.
Boom.
And it'll be announced here on this show Tuesday. We hear now 9 o'clock.
It will be on your show. I think it'll be closer to 10 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think it'll be closer to 10 o'clock.
Damn it.
Well, you'll still be on.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Wait.
You know.
I was hoping for 8. And then it became 9, and now
I was hoping for 9. And while we were in that Tom Petty break, I emailed the artist representative, and they said they're looking at 10 o'clock.
Oh, damn it!
For us to announce it.
Oh,
damn it! Mm. This is not an artist you want to do 10 minutes early on.
No.
No. You know,
no,
but
no.
we can talk about the other acts on the festival before we announce the headliner.
Right.
Okay, so we have you guys in at 9. We talk.
Well, if you want to go on, it would take a long. It'd be a long hour if we had to wait till 10 o'clock. But it's up to you guys.
Okay, so we have you in at 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, we go through all of the other artists. We go through when tickets are going to be on sale, the different packages.
Right.
Okay, and then at 10, or somewhere thereabouts, the big reveal.
Correct.
By the way, have I asked you for tickets for this yet?
And you'll pay for them?
Yeah, unlike Rich from Quaker Farms. Listen to this guy, Jimmy.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, Rich?
Jim.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No.
Don't. Just get right to it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
tell him how many times you snuck into the Coliseum.
What did you do?
Probably 40 times.
40 times.
Yeah, Jim, you could take the escalator up to the top parking garage, but there was also like a fire escape set of stairways that came down the back, and they were caged in. So you had to jump up on the cage, crawl up, crawl down the other side, and then drop yourself like about 6 or 7 feet to the flat part of the roof. then after that, there was like a probably a 30-foot angle, like a 45-degree angle part of the roof that you had to get a good goddamn running start and run up that angled roof. And then there was like a 4-inch stand pipe that ran horizontally. It was probably a sprinkler pipe or something.
I can see Jimmy getting angry now.
And this is why they blew up the
No, what I'm wondering about is the tickets were so cheap that it wasn't worth just $7.
Yeah, you
that's exactly what I asked him when he called in like 2 weeks ago.
You could have died.
You could have died for $7.50.
Right. What do you mean, like 10 bucks a week?
What, are you going to kill yourself for $7? Save your friggin' lunch money. But anyway, yeah. But the thing is, Jim, is once that angled roof ended, now that pipe went another 12, 14 feet, suspended 90 degrees in space over the, 90 feet off the ground.
Can you believe it?
You had to get a leg up over it and then scooch along on your crotch with your right hand on the building. And then there was a piece of that, like, fiberglass wavy roofing that was behind all the seats.
There's not a band on earth. If you brought Jimi Hendrix back to life,
seriously,
I could not shimmy that pipe 90 feet above the earth.
That's where the story ended right there.
Yeah.
I was wondering what artist made that worth that.
Yeah. Yeah.
40 times.
Grateful Dead, in 76, Jim, we snuck into the Kiss. It just dropped the Destroyer album, and we snuck into the Kiss's Destroyer tour, which was fantastic.
That was in December, wasn't it? Wasn't that in December? Wasn't that wintertime?
You could have get a cold pull.
Rich, did you ever do it in the winter?
No, never did. Only in nice weather. But I tell you, when you were scooching along that pipe, you were looking down at all the good, lawful ticket-buying citizens that were waiting in front of the front door.
People.
Right, right.
Yes, and we were just little bastards. You have people like Jimmy trying to make a buck and bust his hump to bring us the best shows in the world. And here we were sneaking into them. Jim, I know you probably made a lot of money, but you didn't make any money off of us.
No, you're right. Well, I have to tell you, you're right. But the Kiss show in 76 was December 18th.
It was December 18th. Okay, so I was, what did I say, August? But I remember, so I guess we did sneak in when the weather
Maybe it was a nice day.
Yeah.
A nice day,
Jim,
for December. All right, I got to go. I don't want to ruin Jimmy's day here.
Now he's bragging.
But you know what? Like, if Jimmy was like a Dolan, he would have facial recognition, and you would not be allowed into the amphitheater in Bridgeport.
And lasers.
All right, so I owe you $45, Jim. Come on.
No, I did the math. It's $300, and then with interest over time, it's $30,672.
Like, doo-doo.
Oh, man, I just got to sell my car, huh?
Yeah. All right, Rich.
You need to go into hiding.
What you got?
Rich, thank you.
Wow.
That's a daring move.
I'm not sure if he's bragging
to
or,
save seven
or confessing.
Bucks.
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
But, man, I would never do it for that amount of money.
Right. Seriously, that once you got to that pole part, 90 feet, I'm done.
No, I paid Jimmy for every ticket.
Yep.
And you got the ticket, which back then there was artwork. There was the band logo or an album cover thing on the ticket.
Exactly.
And everybody still has them.
Yep, it's true.
Rich in Norwalk.
Hey, how you guys? How you doing?
Good. You have a question about?
What'd you steal?
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? I got two of them. How about John Fogerty? Hello?
Oh. We lost him.
Okay. He's thinking. Give him a second.
Okay. I thought he got quiet during the other Rich's segment.
He went running after the guy.
And
he got his car.
I did think that Jimmy was flying down 95 to Oxford in a Porsche ready to kill somebody.
He's got the car to do it.
Yeah.
Before you hang up the phone, there's Jimmy.
Hold on 1 second, Rich. All right, you know what, Rich? I'm going to let you go, and then I'll ask him.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, wait, one more. Ask him about America, too.
America right, and John Fogerty.
Hold on. Jimmy, America and John Fogerty.
America, I'm trying to get in to support, trying to put the Beach Boys in America together down in Bridgeport.
Cool.
But hasn't happened yet. As far as John Fogerty is concerned, hopefully a summer date in Bridgeport.
Nice.
Thank you, Rich. Let's go over here. Joe in Fairfield, what's your question for Jimmy?
Hey, very good morning to you all. Any talk about the Allman Family Revival maybe coming to Bridgeport?
Yeah, we're talking about bringing a 50-year anniversary of Watkins Glen into Bridgeport with a bunch of cover bands. It'll be an Allman Brothers cover band, which might be Trouble No More or something like that. Band cover band and a Dead cover band. So we're just starting to work on that.
Wow. You almost did.
There's nothing about the actual sons of the you know, the Allman Family Revival group.
That would end up playing Oakdale if we did that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
The box is working again, guys.
Yay.
Okay. We'll switch back over.
Yay.
Okay. I'm going to put that one on hold. And
yep.
This Watkins Glen anniversary show, what month do you think that might be in?
Well, Watkins Glen was July 28th, so we're trying to get it right around there.
Cool. Okay. Authentic.
July 28th-ish. I want to write that in
nice.
The calendar. You have a question?
Yes. Michael Lindsay wants to know, Papa Roach or Falling in Reverse, are they coming to Connecticut this year?
I think Falling in Reverse might end up in Bridgeport this year.
Cool.
But no word on Papa Roach.
Thank you.
Jimmy, I read that... Toad's Place closed. Any truth to that?
No. I read an article about Toad's Place losing a lawsuit where they tried to collect, I believe it was interruption of business due to the pandemic. But from what I understand, the judge ruled in favor of, not in favor of Toad's, because Toad's got money from the government to stay to reopen.
Oh,
and therefore, the judge did not feel that they were entitled to the money. But I've heard nothing about Toad's closing. We book a lot of shows at Toad's, and we've been told nothing. So I don't think that's a true story.
Okay. The headline, I think you know how some folks will read a headline mm-hmm. and then think that's the story?
Yep.
The headline was Connecticut Music Emporium, Toad's Place, latest business to fall in effort to recoup losses from forced pandemic business closures. Right. So when you just read pandemic, latest business, closure,
yep.
you think, oh, no, another business closed to COVID. All right, good. I'm glad we cleared that up. Let's see. Andy in Monroe, dogs in a pie. Is he calling in for this segment?
Is that an order?
Pile.
Dogs in a pie.
You called the wrong place.
I'm sorry.
That's disgusting.
Pile. Dogs in a pile.
See you Friday.
Not a pie.
I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm not ordering that. Ew.
Yes.
Never is that a real group? I've never heard of them.
Is it a group?
That was question one. Has he heard of them?
Oh.
And if not, can he bring them around?
Hard for me to bring somebody around I've never heard of.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be helpful.
I don't know where to find them to right. bring them around.
It's hard to judge if they're going to sell.
And go to the pie store.
That might be a...
Oh, they won't. If I haven't heard of them, they probably won't sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be a Jeremy question.
Right.
Definitely. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Andy. Sorry we didn't have a definitive answer on that.
I think it's Andy's own band, and he's trying to get the name on that.
We had a damn good laugh, man. Thank you.
Let me ask him. Andy, is this your band?
No. This is the hottest new band on the jam band scene.
The hottest new band.
They're so good. They're kind of like, along the same lines as Goose or something like that, but they are their own band, and they've got their own music. They write their own stuff.
Yeah.
I was introduced to him maybe 3 years ago. I've seen him no less than 50 times.
This is them.
This is not your average Beagle.
This is for real, right?
They sound fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sound good. I agree. They sound good.
It sounds like they would fit in at like the Watkins Glen anniversary show.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. They're getting great traction right now. They're at most of the festivals. They were just on Jam Cruise. And if you could get them in, man, they would, I don't know if they would sell out, but they would do really good.
You'll Andy, thank you, man. This is what this segment's about. Not
yeah,
this,
no, yeah. I like the music, and I'll look into them for sure.
Thank you. Jimmy, Sound on Sound, are all the bands booked, or are there still some slots open for local acts or jam bands like...
Everything is booked. We're completely
gotcha.
Booked for both days.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And besides John Mayer, any other local talent there?
Well, we always take an artist from Berklee School of Music. So
cool.
So it's sort of local. So we
great.
We always do that to open the day. So we have somebody from that school.
Love it.
Nice start.
Yes.
Mike in Stratford.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. I just wanted to ask about a band. Well, your son might have to book them because I know you have that rule. You have to be over 70. But Boy Genius, my wife and my son are like in love with the band. They're on the cover of Rolling Stone.
I am looking at the cover as we speak right now.
My nickname high school.
we are looking to book Boy Genius in Connecticut in September.
Cool. Where?
Would it be Amphitheater or would it be the Oakdale?
It would be the Amphitheater.
Nice.
Awesome. I'm a friend of Jimmy, so I'm definitely getting tickets.
Well, good for you.
See? Oh, and you're going to love that you're a friend of Jimmy on Tuesday.
Yes, you are.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Best move I ever made.
Thank you, man. Any slots left for Friends of Jimmy?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
There are slots left, and you're right. Once we announce the festival on Tuesday, I think those slots will pretty much fill up.
Yeah, they'll be gone.
They grab it.
That Sound on Sound's going to be the hottest ticket we've seen since Foo Fighters at
Absolutely,
the amphitheater. I'll tell you that right now.
Huge.
Alan in Fairfield.
Volbeat, Nickelback, Weezer.
Well, Nickelback just played Foxwoods in November, so they're skipping Connecticut this year. Weezer we're working on right now for the amphitheater in Bridgeport. Not aware of a Volbeat tour at this time.
Thank you, man. Covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah,
Chris
did.
In East Line wants to know about Bad Company.
Not touring as far as I know right now.
Hmm.
Another band that should probably be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep.
No doubt. On this day in Copley concert history, anything that you're zeroed in on? I have a couple here that I love.
No, go with it.
Bee Gees, 1974.
Oh, awesome.
I did them in Utica. I remember that.
Nice.
Yes.
And did you meet them? And
are they cool?
Yes, yes. They're very cool, very nice. Hung out with them.
That's right. Is it like this? Here comes Jimmy. Oh, my God.
Jimmy's like, are you guys cold? You want me to turn the heat up?
We have come from Massachusetts.
That's great. That is great.
Who has to lose her pants, for Christ's sake?
I think 74 was Nights on Broadway. I think this is before they made the switch to disco.
It was. You're right. It was pre-disco.
That's cool.
It was pre-disco. You're absolutely right. But they were good guys. They were about my age. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of talk. They loved American music. I remember we talked a lot about American music.
Nice.
1991, ZZ Top with the Black Crowes.
Yeah, good show, huh? Actually working on a ZZ Top show for Connecticut this summer.
Cool. Oh, nice.
Cool.
Can you tell us where?
I think it's going to end up at Oakdale.
Cool.
Nice. I believe I saw them on this tour. I think, yes, I can say I did. It was at the New Haven Coliseum. And the Black Crowes, it was sponsored by, I think, Miller or Michelob. And the Black Crowes went off on corporate sponsorship, and that's not what rock and roll is. And I'm sitting there in the audience thinking, I don't think they're going to be long for this tour, and they were not.
Right, just sitting there like waving to your neck like, no,
stop talking.
Stop, shut up.
The music.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're 100% right on that. That's exactly what happened.
Yep. Hey, look, there's no Black Crowes in the tour anymore. What happened? They flew off.
All of a sudden it was changed.
All right,
Jimmy, we will see you in studio Tuesday for the big announcement, and we'll talk to you Monday on the anniversary show. And thank you
for
that.
You got it, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.